Carl Herman, Mission Viejo, Need to Know News, Sunday, the 22nd of September, 2024. It's just me, Brian Davidson, got socked in with surveillance assignments this weekend. Let's take a look at these topics. We're going to the war. The Trump so-called assassination attempt, plus the first sequel, plus the second sequel, plus how many more? It's all scripted, or so it seems. I'll review that with you in that section. As does the Harris campaign, but we have facts and optics emerging with that, as with what also apparently is a scripted 2024 election. And then to the transformation of COVID and health lies and crimes to recognized ongoing crimes against humanity. All right, for an opening statement, it's 6 weeks until the election, and something is going to break between now and then. So hang in there, keep yourself informed, keep yourself relatively as happy as you can be in the condition of the empire. Okay, to the war. This is Greg Reese, and he has an excellent 4 minutes here, and he's making the point that this is U.S. What we saw with these pagers is Israeli terrorism. Let's see if I can just show some images here. Maybe not. The U.S. supplies Israel. Israel is attacking Lebanon now. And the idea that this is somehow defense or somehow justified is ridiculous. And that is what I want to talk about here, that war is illegal and that this is mind control. And you have to have corporate media and public education in order to have these wars exist. There have been two world wars and treaties after both wars. All you need to do is read them. And I go over them here with this article and walk through the treaty after World War I. This was the General Treaty for the Renunciation of War as an Instrument of National Policy. It's called the Kellogg-Briand Pact in the school textbooks, because you certainly want to show wouldn't want to show students that they agreed to renounce war and the UN Charter as well. And it's crystal clear in letter and intent, you can't use war. And the only way that they're able to do it is that they have lying corporate media is criminally complicit to tell you a story about defending democracy and against terrorism and for the international, whatever bullshit that they want to use. This is published research via the Claremont Colleges going to the war formerly known as On Terror, that every reason given for that war was known to be false as it was told, proven by our own government's most authoritative agencies and their most authoritative documents within those agencies. I mean, it's just emperor's new clothes, obvious, we keep saying. And you got to put those lies after they go through and filter through corporate media into our textbooks. And as a National Board certified public school teacher, now retired, all you got to do is look at the books and point like the emperor's new clothes. And it's obvious to everyone that that's what we have. And in terms of the capture of the agency of public education, that also I demonstrated through 2 years. I'll just read the title to you. It says, at all challenging our public school districts' obedience to county health orders. My reflections after 2 years of tragic comic district refusals to answer basic and required questions, Orwellian lies, official obfuscations, plus my colleagues taking a knee to propaganda. That means that we need humanity's need for friends in high places to prevent massive child sacrifices to psychopathic prima facie criminal public serpents. Yeah, every agency has been captured. All right, let's just go on. And the Trump assassination attempts. After Secret Service withholds assassination attempt records, they get served a major lawsuit. And I'll just use this picture to demonstrate. So the official story was he was shot in the ear. And my understanding of the medical information is that that would be a profusely bleeding wound. It would have shattered his eardrum as it passed by. But instead, we get this photo op and we have Trump turning away from the camera to get this wound. And the official story, I'll just walk through it with you. So we're told that Secret Service declined to cover the roof of the nearest building. And but they would have, they said, if it wasn't too slopey. So, as usual, it's an Emperor's New Clothes disclosure that we can point to that they were in on it, or they should have known, is at the very least criminal negligence. So when you ask professional snipers, like, where would be the if you could just choose a place, they said the nearest roof or the water tower 450 yards away, having a higher vantage point. But neither one of those were covered. And the official story is that on that too slopey roof, this crooks guy snuck up from behind, and to Congress, the acting director of Secret Service had a little film they made, which they claimed, okay, snuck up from the back and just lifted up his head for a moment and took his shots, and then we quickly took him out. Except that the crook's body wasn't even up at the apex of the roof. He wasn't in position to shoot at all, and his weapon was 7 feet away from him. And we were told in the official story he was taken out by a counter sniper, but the expert testimony say that bullet would have obliterated his head. So whatever damage that was shown to that individual wasn't from that bullet. And then there's the film of him not sneaking from the back, but he's running along the side of the roof. So the official story, of course, is ridiculous and sufficient for any reasonable person to conclude that on its face, they were involved. So it's a psyop. It's a psyop. And the psyop is showing the American people the complicity of Secret Service, because we need that in order to get the proper history for JFK, RFK, and MLK, and the official assassinations. And at the same time, Trump having an ear boo-boo is inconsistent with being shot. And then he lies about it to so much blood. No, we saw. What we see is consistent with the application of fake blood. So it's a massive psyop. And the more that I see, the more that I conclude that we are watching a movie. All right, back to this. Interesting detail, the U.S. Secret Service agent was less than 10 feet away when he shot at Ryan Ruth. Yeah, that's an interesting detail, and that would seem to communicate an incompetence with the coverage, the security coverage. It's like he just walked up and was within 10 feet, and the rifle was sticking out, preparing to shoot. Democrat leaders double down on violent rhetoric. I'll go ahead and play this 25 seconds. Refresh this page.
If you think it's time for Democrats to stop calling Trump a threat to democracy.
No, fact of the matter is that he is a threat to democracy.
No, I think we should be clear that he is a threat to democracy.
Do you think that the rhetoric, though, needs to be toned down?
I think his rhetoric should be toned down, absolutely.
Listen, these are the facts. He is a threat. Period. Point blank.
And because human beings are emotionally polarized, they don't say, so he's a threat, how? And then say, because January 6th, he incited an insurrection. And then just take them, have them give their story and demonstrate that it's bullshit. But, they walk away before they ever get that specific. Now, I don't think I've shared many of these, but these are really good. There's no place in America for political violence. That said, Trump is an evil dictator who will destroy America and must be stopped in order to save our democracy. We wouldn't have all these assassination attempts if the ultra-MAGA, semi-fascist, racist, white supremacist, misogynist, homophobic, transphobic, authoritarian Nazi Republicans would just stop with their ugly hate speech. And it's all projection. That's a usual tactic of these people. Trump survives a second assassination attempt. He should tone down the rhetoric and stop acting like Hitler. Do you think the political vitriol is putting Trump's life in danger? Yes, Hitler needs to tone down his rhetoric. And the idea that it was a last-minute decision to play golf, of what we're told, indicates that what we're being shown is an inside job. But of course, that would be part of what we're dealing with. All right. And as well with that, we need to see this in context of what we're being shown. And RFK Jr. has a big role to play with that. And I want to play to let him
My
speak
uncle
for
was
himself.
Clearly killed by the CIA. But there was also an anger that had been sown across the American landscapes at that time that I think, you know, contributed to this atmosphere of violence that led to his death, Martin Luther King's death, my father's death 5 years later, and all the other assassinations that we saw during the 1960s.
But that was over 60 years ago, and that institution, you know, those files are still classified, as you well know, better than most, and those institutions remain intact. And except for one series of hearings in 1975, there's been no meaningful effort to reform them. And you sort of wonder, like, at what point do we learn the truth about everything federal agencies have done with our money and our name, and at what point are they reformed?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really, you know, there's an act called the JFK Assassination Papers Act that requires all those documents be released to the American public by 2018, all the documents pertaining to my uncle's death. And President Trump, when he ran the first time in 2016, promised to release them, and then he didn't, which always struck me as odd. And then President Biden ran promising to release them, and he didn't. I had the opportunity recently to ask President Trump directly why he did not release them. And he said that Mike Pompeo called him and said, please do not make me release these. It's going to be a calamity for our country. But President Trump says this time he's going to release them, and I believe.
Now, I want to point out the bullshit there, that if Trump was the president and the executive, then he would be under oath to, if Pompeo thought that there was some problem with it, to, you know, explain it to me. Not just to accept his word for it, or to override him, unless there was more of an explanation. So that part is weak, but we'll see this time.
Very well.
And in terms of the documentation, the JFK, MLK, and RFK were all officially killed. That documentation is here, and a look at the facts demonstrates that. Today, I went to the barber again, and the barber I had was a guy I've never had before, but he had heard previous conversations that I've had at the barbershop just on different events. And so, you know, we started chatting, and it got to those topics, and I asked him, I said, if you could know anything of what you thought was fishy, what would you want to know? And he said, well, what are some of the things that you think are most important? I said, okay, the ET and UFO evidence, that's a big deal. The official assassinations, that's a big deal. He said, okay, how about that for JFK? And so I gave him about a 5-minute briefing of the evidence that is documented there. And he said, it's all like that. It's all like that when you see it. I mean, there's no explaining the official story around it. And he's right. And it's only possible through public education and corporate media just continuing to gaslight people. All right, next. Okay. Now, Harris seems to be the choice, the worst possible choice to push forward. And I think that's part of the script. But this is what we're seeing. Openly totalitarian footage surfaces of Harris threatening to storm houses of law-abiding Americans for surprise gun checks. Yeah, 2007 clip. I have that for you here.
Responsible behaviors. Among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from
responsible behaviors among every?
I know that's a little light on the volume, but that's as much as I can do with it. Staff will deal with that later. Kamala Harris admits to horrendous gaffe during Oprah interview. Now, the Oprah interview is to try to get her out there to say something in a friendly, scripted environment. and not even in for a press conference. And this is one of the quotes that she made. If somebody breaks into my house, they're getting shot. Gun control advocate, Vice President Kamala Harris said. And she said, I probably shouldn't have said that. My staff will deal with that later. And then she you know, explained it, that she uses a gun for self-defense. And of course, that's the big lie. Among the big lies of our opponents is that the Second Amendment was for the target wasn't self-defense. It's self-defense against our own government destroying our rights. AMREV 1 went hot when our own government came after our guns. Kamala Harris ignores open border crisis question, gives 3-minute word salad answer on this interview. And I won't have you suffer through that, but the transcript is here. And you can take a look at her responding if you want. But I'm going to go over to other topics, and I will play you one clip from that interview. This is Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
So on the job creation, it depends on the inflows, right? So if you're having millions of people come into the labor force, then, and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So it really depends on what's the trend underlying the volatility of people coming into the country. We understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also watch carefully. So it does depend on what's happening on the supply side.
Hey, yeah.
Cut the shit off, bro.
I gotta
cut the shit the fuck off.
What is it?
Well, what is he doing?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Kamala Harris gives 90-word rambling response about plan to reduce soaring costs. And again, you know, if they were going to do something, they would have already done it in the time that they've had. So then pretending that she has to be president in order to do any of these policies to affect the negative outcomes of the last 3.5 years. Word salad. Kamala Harris gives total non-answer when asked how she plans to lower the cost of living. And again, this is the Oprah interview, super friendly environment.
We really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Yeah. First of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams and ambitions for your family and working hard and finding that the American dream is, for this generation and so many recently, far more elusive than it's been. And we need to deal with that. And there are a number of ways. One is bringing down the cost of everyday necessities, including groceries.
Yeah. Okay. So she's going to blame the grocery stores? Laura Loomer on accusations of affair with Trump. I don't suck dick to get to the top. That's what Kamala Harris does. She had to sleep with Willie Brown in order to get to the top. Ouch. All right. And next, more 2024 election facts and optics. Top 10 reasons Trump should win the election by a landslide. Now, I remember we covered the Twitter X poll that had 5.7 votes with a 3-to-1 ratio for Trump, 75% to 25%. The economy, including inflation, illegal immigration is out of control, fake news is unraveling due to truths getting exposed, the Hunter Biden laptop, the Russia Trump collusion hoax, Joe Biden's dementia, plus, of course, camouflage Kamala's lies during the debate and her non-answers to all the tough questions and still avoiding an open press conference. More blacks and Hispanics trust Trump than the Biden-Harris regime. The attempted assassination of Trump catapulted his patriotism and charisma. The Green New Deal is becoming an obvious failure on many fronts, including inflation. The military and police are sick of endless wars and the defunding of forces and the DEI and transgender push. Number 8, skyrocketing crime rates. Number nine, many Americans vote for a candidate that is presidential and has a policy plan outlined, and hardly a soul sees Kamala that way. That's why she dropped out of the 2020 race first, whose plan is to say anything people want to hear, then do the opposite. Kamala hasn't done any of the things over the past 4 years she's claimed she's going to do if elected. This is an interesting clip, and Fleckus Talks is making the point that Tim Walz's wife is some sort of a lizard person, too.
There is another lizard person in the mix, too. Tim Walz's wife, she gave like a weird... There is another lizard person in the mix, too. Tim Walz's wife, she gave like a weird speech at a rally. And just look at her energy and tell me it's not something that goes with a lizard or something like an amphibian or a reptile that under like a heat lamp on a rock.
Okay.
Using a lot of energy to cloak.
I wish we had the wide shot of that because Tim Walz is behind her going like this, like, yeah, clapping like a seal. So he has to embrace however awkward or weird energy she is because Tim Walz is that character. He's not like a stern guy. He's a floppy guy who has to like clap for women no matter what they're doing.
Yeah, he's excited by her. There is another list.
Interesting. Did he? So we were talking about election facts and optics, and this has yet to blow up. Did he have 1,000 bottles of lubricant and body oil at his home is weird. You know what else is also weird? That's Obama ordering $65,000 worth of pizza and hot dogs to be flown in from Chicago for a party, according to the Podesta emails leaked. As a child, it confused me how no one saw Clark Kent as Superman. As an adult, I'm still confused. And that the idea of Big Mike and Epstein and... that has yet to drop. All right, finally, some COVID updates. Former COVID czar bragged about sex parties as he ordered New Yorkers to lock down and mask up. This is great. I'll play you just a little snippet of it.
I actually was the one who convinced the mayor to make it a mandate.
Like, New York City found out that you were having sex parties during COVID?
Yeah, it would have been real bad. We went to some, like, underground, like, dance party, like, underneath the bank in Wall Street. And we were all rolling, we were all taking Molly, and everybody's high. And I was so happy, because I hadn't done that in, like, a year and a half, like, a year or whatever. And but I was looking around being like, I wonder if they see you, because this was not...
Yeah, they're going to be pissed if they see you. Yeah, you ordered all these people down. Yeah. Yeah, it would have been pissed. That's another good article. But it's beyond just being pissed is that he was a participant in prima facie crimes against humanity. And this is the essay that I have with sufficient documentation to demonstrate that he knew or should have known that this was crimes against humanity. They won't let up. More fraud to take down hydroxychloroquine before the next scandemic. Here's an addendum. Recently, a physician in India made this fascinating observation in the 1985-1986 edition of Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, highly recommended book for students in med school. Dr. Fauci wrote that HCQ worked as an antiviral agent despite being an antimalarial drug. There was no COVID-19 back then. HCQ's antiviral properties were known. And then she's pointing to those published 17,000 hydroxychloroquine deaths never happened. And here is that paper. And what this is and what we need are people with academic training and professional expertise, usually, to be able to take a look at the official story and to back it down and to prove it that it is lies. And I do that in my fields of government and economics. And as a public school teacher, yeah, it's easy for me to do. You just need to point. I don't have the expertise in this area, and I appreciate the professionals who do. Fenbendazole, success story for a patient sent home to die from esophageal cancer. And again, we're pointing out that what we're seeing is an official regime from one of the agency's medicine captured and used to poison, torture, and mind control us. And there will be a demand for alternatives and real research into health. And when we win this, our relatives are going to be unrecognizably healthy. Breaking: University of California allows religious exemptions on the heels of two successful ICANN-backed lawsuits. So this is great that the UC has changed its vaccination policy, and that's applicable to all 295,000 plus UC students, to add a religious exemption. And as a Californian who's been paying attention to those policies, that's a big win. In my school district, I battled with them. You know, the title of that article was Asking Obvious and Required Questions. And one of the questions I asked Hayward Unified School District at the very beginning, I said, could I see all the information you got from the state of California regarding exemptions to what you're requiring of me for experimental medicine, you know, religious exemptions, medical exemptions? Could I see that? I want to educate myself. And of course, they had to say, oh, yeah, we're going to get that to you. And 30 requests later, going all the way up to the superintendent, and the superintendent promising to get that to, they never did. Never. They didn't want me to see that stuff. Probably it would have been another empire exposing lie for them. All right. So, Patriots, we will be back tomorrow with more of the news that you need to know with Chris and Joe. Just hang in there. Again, it's fall. This is election season. You can do it. And we'll see what happens. We'll see it all together. Thank you for your intellectual integrity and moral courage. Stay strong.